So those are the three things. You're going to set up the meeting, you get a straight no, or you're going to sign the person up. The meeting setup is going to be either in person or it's going to be on the phone. If it's on the phone, a three-way is very effective, but it doesn't happen very often. If you're going in person, having a two-on-one where you have your sponsor upline with you, that's better, but you can't do it very often. If you can, take advantage of it. If you can't, that's 100% okay. If you have a membership overview meeting in the area, that's good as well. There's one other option if the person is far away. If it's Monday and the membership overview meeting call is going on the next night, set up an appointment, call that person, three-way them into the membership overview meeting call. And you want to be on that call early so they can hear all the people on the call. That is the most important part of that call, listening to all the people on that call. Then that person can listen to all the people, listen to the membership overview meeting presentation. Remember, they've already been to the website and saw the video. But now they're hearing somebody else explain it. They're hearing all those people. And then at the end, you're on a three-way, say, Charlie, let me call you right back. Now you've had the meeting. Then you're going into the meeting after the meeting, which is answering questions and overcoming objections. The key here is when you're calling the Your Wish people, the people that got the CDs, did you listen to it? Now, what happens if the person says, no, I haven't listened to it in 7 days? Well, you do the exact same phrase that you used with the Success Secret CD. If they didn't listen to it, what did you tell that person? You're saying, I need it back. When do you think you'll finish listening to it? It's the same phrase. You only have to memorize it once. You get to use it twice. It's the same phrase. Hey, Ted, it's KT. Just calling to see if you had a chance to listen to the CD series, Your Wish is Your Command. No, I haven't had a chance yet. Well, you've had it about a week. I need it back. When do you think you'll finish? Well, my schedule's pretty tough. I'm not too sure. Okay. Well, I need to pick it up because I got somebody else that needs to listen to it. When can I schedule a time to pick it up? That's the phrase. Next, let him stew. Because you're taking it away from him. You wouldn't do that. You'd say, oh, just keep it as long as you need. I got plenty. Oh, that creates urgency. Calling the people who got your wish is your command. You're either going to get a straight no. I listen to it and I have no interest. I listen to it and I do have some interest in Jen. I listen to it and I want to sign up. The other thing that could happen is I haven't listened to it yet. If they haven't listened in 7 days, you simply say, I need it back. When do you think you'll finish? If the person says, well, I could definitely finish in the next week, fine, I'll let you keep it another week, and I'll call you in about another week, and you can let me know if you have any interest. That's that call. It's a simple call, it's a short call. It has a very specific objective. Sharing the program. There are many options here. This setup of a meeting, if the person is local, number one, you can go to his house. Number two, you can meet at a neutral area. Number three, you can invite him to your house. Now, let me give you a reason why you would choose to invite him to your house as opposed to going to their house. Let's say that you're building the business fast, and let's say that you passed out 100 Success Secrets They Don't Want You to Know About CDs to people in your local area, and that converted to 30 Your Wishes, Your Commands being passed out in your local area. And now you're calling back the people who listen to Your Wishes, Your Command. And of those 30, you have 10 people that have an interest.